Hello, everyone, and welcome to Meow Mix Carolina Panthers podcast. My name is Steven.
My name is Jerry.
And we are here to talk, what was this, week 15? Feels like week 40 at this point.
Yeah, it feels like week 40.
Yeah.
So, before we get into our segments here with should we Carolina go ahead and bench Bryce Young for the remainder of the season and the game preview, we do have some programming notes that we are going to go ahead and relay to our fans out there. We want to thank everybody who's reached out, Aaron, Jay, everybody on YouTube and stuff. Like, trust me, we appreciate the sentiment. With that being said, we are going to move down to one show a week. We will no longer be doing the recap videos right after the game. Unless they win. If they win, we'll probably do it. But
probably.
Yeah. More than likely, though, it doesn't seem that way. So we're going to go ahead and do them both at one time. We're also going to do a quick recap and a quick preview. But we're also going to try to have a fun segment or a segment that we could discuss, like, should Carolina bench Bryce Young in the middle? Just something that we don't talk about the team, just so devastating. We're also going to continue on with our, breaking news when coach searches and everything like that. But after that, once the season ends, we will be taking a few weeks off just to recharge our batteries before we try to come back and everything. This season has been tough, so we just want to thank everybody for listening and everything. I mean, I know it's hard to listen to the Panthers. I mean, as somebody who used to read every bit of Panthers news and listen to podcasts, like, I love Around the NFL. I haven't listened to that in, like, close to a year and a half because the team has been so horrible. I like getting outsiders' perspective, but it's I can't do it right now.
There's nothing positive to read about.
Yeah.
There's nothing to hang our hats on from this season. Yeah, we can't even say, well, hey, at least we got our franchise quarterback of the future, because I feel like we don't know that.
Our segment is, should we bench Bryce
Young? Exactly. it's just been a tough year. And we're moving to one podcast a week, as Jerry said. There may be, if major news pops up, something like that, we'll do a one-off. But, this is just sort of for our sanity. I mean, it's hard to come on here every week and try to find something positive to say. And then if you say something negative, the feedback isn't always great. So not that the feedback's been bad. I think we've had a couple of podcasts or a couple of tweets here and there where it's caused a lot of conversation, some pro, some con, but that's good. I mean, I like that kind of stuff. So the discourse is great, but I don't know how many times we can come on here and say the Panthers need to protect Bryce Young. And then the recap was the Panthers didn't protect Bryce Young. Interception in the game, pick six. Where's Brian Burns? Panthers wide receivers suck. Johnny Hecker and Eddie Pinheiro are the best players on the team. Like, I don't know how many times we can come and say that stuff every single week. Like,
it's, every week, yeah, people.
It's tough. It is tough. So, but thanks for all of you guys for sticking with us. And we're still here. We're not going anywhere, at least not immediately. We'll take some time after the season and kind of think about what we want to do moving forward and the cadence and all that stuff. But, we're here throughout the rest of the year and kind of see where things go from there. But again, as Jerry said, thanks to all of you guys, those that have reached out specifically on, Twitter DM, email, YouTube comments, podcast reviews, like everything. It's just been really nice to see.
Yes.
So we do appreciate it for sure. And by the way, I mean, I think if it weren't for you guys, I don't know that Jerry and I would be doing this anymore.
I probably wouldn't be. I mean,
honestly, like, we like talking to each other, but we would just do it and not record it. Like, we would just have these conversations without recording them. But because we have guys, you guys that listen to us, guys and gals that listen to us and engage with us, and it does feel kind of like, I don't want to get sappy and say it's like a family, but it is cool. It's really cool. And
yeah,
I like it. So we're still here, but just a little less of us for the next few weeks.
Now that we got the programming tidbits out of the way, we're going to go ahead and jump to the Panthers news. The Carolina Panthers will be wearing their black helmets on Sunday against the Atlanta Falcons because they're trying to rally the troops. I don't know. I feel like this is just grasping at straws. This game should not.
Was this pre-planned? I mean, has this been the plan all season, was to do the black helmets for this game? Or do you think
I don't know.
Something that they were like, hey, let's do the black helmets. Did they? Because they did them in a Thursday night game, right?
Mm-hmm. Not this year, last year, though.
Last year, that was... okay. So this is the first time they've worn them this year.
Yeah.
Why are they only doing them one time a year? They're so awesome.
I personally agree with that statement, but at this point, I wouldn't want them. I would just make them...
taint the black helmets with this team?
Pretty much, yeah. If they could control that, I should say,
yeah,
I wouldn't want to touch it right now. I'd be like, we'll just keep going with what we're going. We'll flip to the blacks maybe next year. But
yeah, we got the all blue uniforms last week, so I guess we get the black helmets this week. Who knows what we'll get next week? Maybe Cam will come back. Bring Luke.
I would like to see a white helmet. Someone mentioned it when we came out with the black helmets.
Yeah.
I've come around to like a sleek white helmet would be nice.
I've seen some fan mock-ups of white helmets, and they all look great. They all look great, so I'd love to see that as well. One other piece of news here. The Panthers and Bank of America have announced an extension to the naming rights agreement. So Bank of America Stadium will remain Bank of America Stadium in name for an undetermined amount of time in the future. I looked several places, couldn't find.
Yeah, the notes have not been out on the extension. It's just they extended it.
Assume probably 10 years, 5 to 10 years, I would imagine. Yeah. They're usually pretty long agreements. So protect the bank. We'll still be protecting the bank, or at least trying to protect the bank and failing miserably most of the time.
Yeah. Protect the bank as like there's like a security guard sleeping in the
right. I don't know who would have taken over.
The teller's left with the drawers open, you know.
Yeah, if Bank of America didn't renew, I wonder who would have taken over. Mr. Beast? The Feastables Arena? Feastables Stadium? You know, their Feastables is the logo or the patch for the Hornets. Mr. Beast, his Feastables company is the patch for the Hornets.
I did not know that.
Yeah, the little... advertiser patch. All right. Well, that's neither here nor there, but let's talk about Bryce Young because, you know, it's pretty important.
Yeah.
There has been some discussion. I've seen fans talking about it a lot. I've seen a couple of publications opining on it. Should the Panthers bench Bryce for the rest of the season?
It's a valid question. I mean, he's getting... yeah. Knocked around so much, and he's regressing through the season. And I think a big part of that is the fact that this protection's not there.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, the hits are... I would not bench him based on the hits alone. I would bench him... I would consider benching him based on what I'm seeing from him in terms of throwing the ball and... his confidence just not being there, his footwork worse than it was when the season started. You know, he's now on his second offensive play caller again.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there's just a lot of chaos happening. That would be the only reason I would consider benching him. My initial inclination is to say no, that I think he should play, try to play through this, play through the adversity, try to learn something. You know, the rest of this season. But I don't know that he has the right teachers.
See, I would have said no up until last week.
Yeah.
Last week was the one that really tipped the scale for me. I saw his footwork look awful. I saw him scared. I saw him seeing ghosts. He's been sacked 48 times this game, and that's with him not starting one game. He's been hit probably over 100 times. I don't have the exact number, but it's typically double the quarterback sacks because he is throwing it away. The receivers aren't getting open. Like you said, the coaching staff is not protecting him. They're not coming up with a game plan where it's quick hits and stuff like that. So I would say go ahead and do it to save him. You don't want to break him. You don't want to break him mentally. Yes, yeah. He's been strong mentally before, but man, this is something he's never dealt with. Now, you got to explain to him, I mean, I don't even know. Here's the big thing. Who's making these calls?
Yeah.
Who would make this call? Because Chris Tabor, we all know he's gone. Thomas Brown's wife solidified that he's gone. I mean, at this point, like...
It would be Tepper, I would assume. Tepper would have to say bench him. You know, and
I don't see Tepper doing that.
I don't
either.
That's
the problem.
But I could see Tepper, if Tepper wanted him benched.
Oh.
Because like you said, like there's, what reason would Tabor or Thomas Brown have to bench Bryce Young? Zero.
I could say, okay. Argument four. I'm just playing devil's advocate. For Chris Tabor and for Thomas Brown, do you think maybe they would feel more comfortable with a veteran who's been here before? The whole additive is who will gives you the best chance to win a game.
I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. So you think Thomas Brown might be like, look, I want to get some good stuff on tape here. Let's bring in a guy that can actually, that has experience
mm-hmm.
throwing the ball. You know, we saw him once this year. He threw for 360 yards or whatever. I could see that. I could see that argument.
That's all I'm saying. It's, you know, maybe, hey, you know, right now I think Bryce Young may need to learn a little bit from the sideline, from Andy Dalton a little bit more. You know, let me, like you said, put something on tape that it doesn't look like I completely didn't know what I was doing. I was forced with this type of playbook from Frank Reich. But I could call good plays even if without my playbook.
Would benching Bryce Young now hurt him even more? Hurt his confidence even more?
That is a very good question. That is a very good question. I think that's something that I would not be able to state from here.
I think that would be a question that would certainly need to be asked inside the room, right? And, you know, because they're talking to these guys every day. If Bryce, you know, wants to be out there, feels like he's close, feels like he's figuring it out, even if we're not quite seeing it on the field, but if he feels like things are getting slower for him, you know, that things are happening, then I would say leave him out there and let him try and work through it. If he is way in over his head and you can see it on the film, you can see the happy feet, you can see the quick, you know, the throws that just aren't quite there, right? The timing is just not quite there.
Not setting his feet to make his throws. Yeah.
Kind of, you know, occasionally drifting into pressure, right? And if you talk to him and it sounds like he's just doesn't know what to do next or how to improve, then I would say, yeah, maybe bench him, let him watch Andy Dalton.
Take a breath.
Yeah, and then have, you know, whoever comes in next year can reset, you know, start over with him.
New plays, new scheme, everything.
Yeah.
I agree wholeheartedly with that. And one big thing I did notice last week that I kind of wanted to bring up, and I forgot to after the game, is after he made a big play, the game was still close. He made the big first down. I forget it was a third and long, and he ran for it and stuff. He slid. He just got up. He didn't seem happy. I know he's an even-keel guy.
Yeah.
But it just seemed like he's undefeated right now. And that word, I know I'm so used to Cam who would pop up and jaw and like do the first down. So, I mean, I know Bryce Young's not that character, but I don't see him smiling when he's walking around on the sideline and making big plays.
Yeah. I mean, he does not seem to be enjoying himself at all. And again, you're 1-12. What do you have to be happy about? He's not playing well. Many reasons for that, but he's not playing well. And I've seen that too. It just doesn't seem like it certainly doesn't seem like he's having fun, but he just doesn't seem to be, he doesn't feel good. He does not feel good about what he's doing.
Yeah.
And again, do you pull a guy out like that, or do you leave a guy in and let him work through it? I mean, I think it's a difficult question. Again, I would err on the side of letting him continue to play.
I think I would talk to him. I mean, that sounds obvious.
He's never going to say bench me, right?
No.
So you're going to have to get it out of him another way.
Yeah, you also have sports psychologists there, I would assume. I mean, there's not a sports psychologist there, that's such a detriment to this team. But I mean, the way they're playing, it wouldn't shock me if they didn't.
The way the franchise is run, I mean, I'm sure there are people that he can talk to.
I would make sure he's talking to one of them, and I would get a feel from them and be like, how would he handle this, you know? How's he doing mentally on with this game?
We've seen quarterbacks drafted high that have limited or no success their first seasons and never can get it back. And we've seen quarterbacks that come in and have limited to no success their first season, and 2-3 seasons down the road, they're Pro Bowl quarterbacks. Like, we've seen both ways. So I don't know.
I don't think there's a right or wrong. I think it really has to be with that particular person and that quarterback.
We just don't know enough about what Bryce is seeing in film, what he's talking about. The press conferences give us nothing. Bryce Young in a press conference is basically, nobody's enjoying this. I need to do better. I take full responsibility, right? Like, Bryce is, he's that kind of guy.
He's doing the right things.
Yeah. You don't get anything out of him. Right. Mm-mm. You just don't get anything out of him. So for us to say one way or the other is very difficult. But like I said,
we need to make a headline.
I was going to say, it sounds like you might be leaning towards bench him and I'm leaning towards not bench him.
Yeah, I do. I worry about the David Carr effect, about the constant hits, it ruined David Carr, ruined his feet, his footwork and stuff like that. And he was never the same after that first season because of Houston. Now, he may have never been a good quarterback, but a lot of people credit that awful first season with Houston getting hit. I think it was a record time sacked. So that's what I worry with him.
I mean, just go look, the last 10 years of first round quarterbacks. They don't all hit.
No, they don't.
They don't all hit. Some of them end up being backups. Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota. Some of them are out of the league. David Carr, Vince Young, Jamarcus Russell. Like, some of these guys just don't make it at all. And then you've got, Peyton Manning, who had a terrible first season. Turned it around. Drew Brees had a bad first season. Turned it around.
Yeah, Drew Brees had a bad 2-3 season. Yeah. Phillip Rivers was drafted to replace him.
Yeah. Yeah, I was looking at Drew Brees the other day, and I was like, his first two seasons, I think the team was like 10-18. He had thrown 28 touchdowns, 31 interceptions. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is a second round draft pick. In 2023, does he start year 3? If those are his first two seasons, right? Like, it feels like fans would be desperate to get rid of a guy like that.
They were. They yeah. really were. Because, again, my dad's a big Chargers fan. So, yeah, they wanted him gone. That's why they drafted Phillip Rivers. But that once they drafted Phillip Rivers, that's when it clicked for him. That's right. when it all came together. And he probably would have been a Charger longer.
Had they not drafted Eli Manning.
Well, no, what happened is they played him in a meaningless game, and he injured his shoulder.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's why the Chargers didn't want to re-sign him or look at anything else because yeah. of that.
Yeah, I remember that. He was that whole offseason they were talking about where they were going to trade him. And it seemed like the Dolphins were the place that he was going to go. And then it ended up being the Saints. But, yeah.
The Dolphins had a deal supposedly worked for him, but yeah. their doctors wouldn't sign off on his shoulder. So that's why.
And didn't they end up going with Dante Culpepper?
They did.
Yeah. Another picture of health, that guy. Yeah, so back to Bryce Young. It's not over. Right? Like, Bryce still can easily turn this thing. Maybe not easily, but he can definitely turn this thing around. You get the right coach in here with a couple of playmakers, a couple of offensive line upgrades, and who knows?
100%.
Yeah.
I mean, if he was taller, he would have been a consensus number one overall pick
before the draft. And he was still mostly a consensus number one overall pick. Like,
so, I mean, he's not a horrible quarterback. So it's just...
Yeah, say what you will, but you put 32 teams at number one, I bet 25 or more pick Bryce Young number one. Like, he was very, very well thought of.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, either way, honestly, if they bench him, I understand it. If they don't bench him, I understand it. Good segment.
No, I know that. Again, we are awful at the sound bites.
We don't do the hot takes. We try to logically talk through things, which is why, you know, we're not going to make the headlines, but whatever. All right. Yeah. Betting odds. Falcons.
All right. Yeah. We got about 10 minutes to knock this out.
Let's do this.
No
Let's
one really this. Cares about this.
Yeah, we got this. Falcons, 6-7. Visiting 1-12 Carolina Panthers. The Falcons are 3-point favorites, over under at 34. That feels very low to me in terms of the favorite. I would have thought that they would have been 4.5-5 point favorites. But I think the Panthers defense is well respected. And yeah, they put up
Atlanta's not offensive
right
juggernaut.
Atlanta so, yeah, also just it. Not a very good team. So I would still go probably over the 3. But all right, injury reports. We have not a lot of information on the Falcons. We couldn't find a full injury report for them. But there's a lot of players on the Panthers injury report. So kind of read those off. All of these players did not practice on Wednesday. Brian Burns, Troy Hill, J.C. Horn, Hayden Hurst, Deshaun Jameson, D.J. Johnson, Justin McCray, Taylor Moten, Jamie Robinson, Adam Thielen, Ian Thomas. Marquise Haynes, Tommy Tremble, Deshaun Williams were listed as limited practices, and Johnny Hecker, a full participant in practice. For the Falcons, guys that did not practice, Lindstrom, Jordan Matthews, Caleb McGarry, Kentavious Street, and Calais Campbell. And then limited practice participant Landman, Dahlman, and Onyemata. Neither of those guys played against the Bucks last week. So, yeah, no, you know, big major names. Major guys, but
I will Onyemata, big name, yeah, Lindstrom, yeah. Big name. I mean, that being said, Jordan Matthews doesn't matter.
Matthews, yeah. Yeah, I mean, offensive lineman being out would be big.
Yeah.
You know, defensive lineman on Onyemata, like you said. So, who knows? But we'll see. Okay. You know, keys to the Panthers' victory, what? It's the same stuff every week.
Okay. I'm going to say this. You have to stop the run on Atlanta. Stop the run. Obviously, we're going to go ahead and say, obviously, the same stuff over and over again. But with Atlanta, they have a run game. With Bijan and everybody at Tyler. Now, they're passing, not so much. But you have to stop the run. And this team has not been able to do it that well.
This feels like a game where you should sell out to stop the run. Let 100%. Jay, I mean, you've got your corners healthy right now. Let them play on an island, you know, until it doesn't work, right?
Yeah.
Put a corner on Pitts, you know, one on London, and then whoever their other
top receiver maybe bring is. Chin down and chip him at the line, too. Just throw him off.
Sure. Do things. Like, do something. But, you know, eight men in the box, load it up and don't let them run on you.
If you're going to beat me, I want your quarterback to throw on me.
Yeah.
I want you to...
let Ridder come out and throw some interceptions.
Yeah.
And by the way, Ridder, pretty athletic guy. Like, he will run.
Yeah.
He's not going to, you know, run for 150 yards. Like, he's not Lamar Jackson, but he's a guy that will score touchdowns. It's like Darnold that 1 year where he just had five rushing touchdowns in the first few games. He's kind of sneaky fast. So, yeah, I mean, at this point, the keys are the same. They're the same every week. Protect Bryce. Yeah. Stop the run. Receivers got to get open. Yeah.
Optimize. Try to score. Score when you're in the red zone, come away with touchdowns. Don't come away with field goals and fourth down stops, because that's what it feels like we always get is, fourth and one, we're going to go for it. Oh, here's a pass that goes nowhere.
Or fourth and one, if you're running the ball well, don't chunk it 30 yards down the field. Just run the ball.
Line it up. Do rollouts. Let Bryce run.
Yeah.
Do rollouts. Let him do a read option.
High percentage plays. High percentage plays. Not these weird, you know, sideline fourth and one, 30 yard down the field to DJ Chark, who doesn't have the best hands anyway. Like, let's do something smart.
Yeah.
I just want some smart football.
You know what's sad is I play Madden. When I was playing Madden earlier this week, I was like, I kept chucking the ball down the field, and I literally had to stop myself and say, what are you doing, dummy? I was like, it's time to start running the ball and do it. And I was like, God, is this what, like, coaches do? They just start, like, spamming the deep plays, trying to make something hit?
Yeah, I mean, you know, desperation, I guess. But, yeah, I was playing the other day, too, with the Panthers, and I scored, like, 31 points, but only six of them were from the offense. Like, there was special team stuff and defensive stuff, but I couldn't score at all with the offense, so it's kind of funny. But, all right, bold predictions. Jerry, what is your first prediction for this game?
My bold prediction is the Panthers score 20 points.
Well, that would be an improvement. I'm gonna go that Miles Sanders outrushes Chuba Hubbard in this game.
Ooh, I like that one.
Yeah. All right, game predictions. I think the Panthers will lose this one. It's gonna be a low scoring game. I'm gonna go 17-10 Falcons.
Wow. Okay, I'm not actually gonna go with my bold prediction. I have Falcons 17-13.
Okay. All right.
Both of us have the under.
Yeah, well, I mean, at this point, if we chose the Panthers to win or went over, I think that would just be malpractice on our part. We would just be saying it for the sake of saying it. I'm looking up the other. So, Bucks go to Green Bay. And where are the Saints? Oh, Giants and Saints. So, winnable games for all the NFC South teams.
Yeah, I'm not even looking at the other NFC games because what's the point at this point?
You know, New Orleans is a 6-point favorite against the Giants, but Kind of like the Giants in that game. They're a little sneaky. Kind of like those Giants. All right, Jay, that'll do it.
All right, we want to thank everyone for listening. If you like the show, please let your friends know. Please follow us on Twitter, at MeowMixPodcast. If you have any questions or comments, you can email us at mailbag@meowmixpodcast.com. And if you leave us a five-star review with a comment on Apple Podcasts, we'll read it on the show. Please smash that like and subscribe button on YouTube. I did it. I did it smoothly.
Good job. Nice job. All right, we'll be back on Wednesday, most likely, to talk about the latest Panthers game. And preview the next one. So until then, everybody stay safe out there and keep pounding.